afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the third and final hour of Gameplay. I'm your host, Matthew Cause, and so excited for tonight's Raptors game. They've won six in a row, but they've beaten either bad teams or depleted teams. They will be facing neither of those tonight as they take on the Phoenix Suns. And join me now to talk all things Phoenix and covers the team. It is Dave King, writer for Brightside Sun with SB Nation podcast, The Suns Solar Panel. That's a good name, by the way. I always have a good podcast name. It is Dave King. Dave, thanks so much for joining the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wanted to start here and just talk about the team. How different is this team versus the one that made it to Game 6 of the Finals last year? And is this a better version of the Phoenix Suns than the last one we saw in the playoffs?
So theoretically, it's a better version. Like today, maybe not. But theoretically, the team has been put together to be a better version of last year, shoring up some of the few weaknesses that were exposed by the Bucks in the Finals, which was lack of depth at center, like size, yeah, after Dario Saric had gone down, and pace of play. Like, they didn't have a way to get easy points when a team would come up with a very, very good defensive scheme to cut off the mid-range shots that the Suns were living on all year. So the Suns shored up those things. They're playing at the fourth highest pace or so in the league this year, which is faster than any Chris Paul team has ever played at. And they're getting their easy shots, and they've got a lot of depth now at center. The question is now, is some other team going to bring some other thing that they can't contend with the next round of the playoffs? You just don't know until you're there. But theoretically, this team is better than they were a year ago, yes.
And by the way, you know, the problems that were exposed, here's one thing. If Giannis goes 17 of 19 from the free throw line, most teams are going to lose. You mentioned something that I'm curious about. And listen, I know whenever someone talks to the Phoenix Suns that doesn't watch them every night, we just automatically do the same thing. Well, can Chris Paul stay healthy? And I'm sure you've had to answer that question 1,000 times from 1,000 different versions of me. So I'll ask it in a kind of a different way. You mentioned this pace of play. Is Chris Paul going to be able to handle this if you're, as you just said, this is the highest pace of play he's ever done, and he's not exactly a spring chicken?
Yeah, the pace of play is actually a community, you know, composite effort. Devin Booker's pushing the ball in transition, and other guys are too. I don't think this year is having any more wear and tear on Chris Paul than any prior year. He's shown in the last two regular seasons that he can play all the way through and make it to the playoffs. He got frustrated in this last playoffs because he was in and out of the lineup all playoffs. He had the shoulder issue, and then he had COVID, and then he had a wrist thing. And so I'm sure he's trying to actually conserve more energy this season during the regular season than he did last year. So, no, he's not getting any more wear and tear with the pace of play. He's actually taking fewer shots than he ever has in 10 years in a game. He's just doing a little bit less, although he's been extremely productive, right? He's leading the league in assists, and he might he'll be an all-star probably again next month. But no, I don't think this pace of play is going to wear him down. He's just getting older, and so it's always a crapshoot. Hoping he stays healthy, but you just don't know.
Joined by Dave King, who covers the Phoenix Suns. And yeah, in the end, part of that is you just don't know. With Chris Paul, it's like anyone. You get older, and injuries happen sometimes when you're not expecting them. The one other storyline that was interesting was DeAndre Ayton doesn't get, you know, some of that max contract extension, and then we're wondering, it's like, oh, cheap Robert Sarver, and will this be a distraction, and could this impact his play? I'm curious, what has been the state of all things Ayton when it comes to two things, his play on the court and any conversation about contracts?
Yeah, it's turned out that after his initial disappointment and frustration before real games started, it's turned out to have a zero impact on him. He's a Bahamian, born and bred. And what that means is, you know what, you just chill out. Everything is great. Everything's fine. It's going to all work out. He's one of the most talented players in the NBA. He's going to get his money at some point. He couldn't make any of the money until next year anyway. So he's just basically said, you know what, I'm just going to have fun and play. this year, and then we'll figure out contracts again next year. And someone is going to give him the money, and almost certainly the Suns are going to keep him, and at the worst, match somebody else's max offer. So he's taking it like you would hope a guy would take it who had an impasse on his contract. He's like, hey, I'm just having fun. I just want to win games.
Who's the best player on the Phoenix Suns?
That's a good. I'd have to say, it's a toss up for different reasons between Chris Paul and Devin Booker. So Chris Paul is like, he is the guy who stirs the drink. He's the guy who makes the Suns as good as they are. And so you'd have to call him the reason he finished fifth in MVP voting last year and made the All-Star game voted in by the coaches, because he is that guy. However, you don't win as many games without Devin Booker there as your running mate. And Devin Booker is arguably got certainly has a brighter future than Chris Paul. And he's arguably better right now and more important for a finals win. I mean, the guy just set a record for most points in the debut playoffs. And there's been a lot of guys in the history of the league who've made it all the way to the finals in their first playoff run. So it's just crazy.
It is, and it's the impressive thing about Phoenix is you can argue those two guys, and you also, I think there's like seven, maybe eight members of the team that are all scoring in double digits. So there's a ton of depth all over the place, and I don't know how you view it in terms of who's the best team. I know Phoenix right now is tied with Golden State, but I don't know how much I can trust Klay Thompson, who hasn't played in a couple years. And Andrew Wiggins is a nice story, but you know, there's little red flags. Like I right now would have Phoenix over the Golden State Warriors. I'm curious, as someone who watches more Western Conference basketball than I do, Dave, how you rank it.
That's a really, really, really good question, and it's impossible to answer. But I would obviously, as a Suns homer, I'm going to say, look, here's the deal. The Suns have the best combination of offense and defense. They're second in the league in defense, and they have a top 10 offense. The Warriors have a little bit less of an efficient of an offense, and a little bit better defense. So the Suns have the best balance in the West. Utah has a better offense, but a much worse defense. So if you're looking for balance, if you're looking for, as the Suns proved all the way in last year's playoffs, getting to the finals, and as you mentioned, only getting beaten by one of the game's probably top five ever most talented players, having his best basketball of his entire life. That's the only way you beat Phoenix. They're pretty unbeatable and tough to beat in the playoffs. Because they have such a great offense and defense, and the offense they play is really hard to shut down because they have eight guys scoring in double figures, and teams just don't do that.
No, oh no, they don't. It's a remarkable roster construction. Dave, I will leave you with this question. Again, talking to Dave King, who covers the Suns with SB Nation, Bright Side, and also the podcast Suns Solar Panel. Are the Raptors going to see a fully healthy and just completely back from any protocols Phoenix Suns team tonight?
Not entirely healthy, but definitely mostly there, right? So all the starters are there, and the primary bench people, except Cameron Johnson, rolled an ankle at the very end of the last game, and so he's sitting out at least this game, if not for a little longer. He's their key reserve off the bench. He had a high this year, 22 straight games of 2+3s made, most of anybody in the NBA. So he's out. But everybody else is there. They're just trying to recover from COVID. And, you guys know you've had your own COVID issues over the last year and a half. It's tough when you first come back. Like most of the starting lineup is just now coming back from COVID. So you might not see the very best of the Suns tonight in Toronto.
Well, it's going to be a hell of a game. And I just can't wait, because to me, and it's a compliment to Phoenix that for us around here, we want to see how Toronto measures up against one of the best. So that's what makes tonight's game so much fun. Dave, really appreciate. Follow him on Twitter at DaveKingNBA, a remarkably easy Twitter account to be able to spell on your own, especially with no underscore anywhere. Dave, really appreciate.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Take care. There's Dave King, covers the Suns for SB Nation.